This is Arlene, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Billy and I got married following our firstborn. Daddy left this gas and convenience store just before he died. And I was only 19 when I had my third baby. Sometimes I think maybe I should have left here long ago. Travelers are stopping by, check their oil in the PSI. Gas up and away they fly, moving down the line. But there's beat up truck and worn out shoes always giving me the blues. Billy sucking down the booze nearly every night. I've never seen the city lights, how they must shine so bright. Not unlike this country night, the sky's black as coal. Sunset skies over fields of grain or ocean tides, city skyline in the night, I'll be dancing to the dawn. I've never seen the city lights, how they must shine so bright. Not unlike this country night, the sky's black as coal. And this gas station mountain hall, not a thing to call my own. How I wish I was alone with a penny to my name. Bill and I got married following our firstborn. Daddy left this gas and convenience store just before he died. Maybe Bill and I someday will find a chance to get away. Until then, it's here to stay, wishing on a star. I've never seen the city lights, how they must shine so bright. Not unlike this country night, the sky's black as coal. And this gas station mountain home, not a thing to call my own. How I wish I was alone with a penny to my name.
Well, on the phone now, I've got a Scottish lady. Her name's Arlene. She's currently just jumped into the top 40 in Europe with a song with Marty Christian from the New Seekers. And we welcome her on the phone. Arlene, welcome.
Hi, Lee. How are you doing?
Doing very well. We know each other very well anyway, because over the last couple of years, we've been promoting your music both on CMR Nashville and Hot Disc, with some early recordings that you did. That was such a success in the Hot Disc charts. And then one of your dreams was go to Nashville. And I said, would you want that to happen? And you said, yes. And I said, well, I'll make that happen. And we gathered some songs together and off we went.
I know, it was just incredible. I can't believe that that's actually happened. I mean, it was a dream come true for me. We made that trip to Nashville. Over we went to record 6 tracks. And it was done within sort of the space of a couple of days. And it was just an amazing experience. It really was.
Well, it was pretty much a week, I suppose, with the mixing and everything else. So it was a good week. But you know, the top musicians in Nashville don't take very long to lay down the basic tracks. It was then just the added voices of backing singers and yourself, and then mixing it. So
I know it was incredible, Lee, watching that. Eh? I mean, it was just the way in which these guys work in the studio. They're so quick and efficient and professional. I've never really sort of seen anything like that before. Just to watch how they work. You know, the producer gathers all the musicians together. They have a quick talk about the song. They look at the score sheet, a little bit of a discussion, and off they go and do it. I mean, I was just blown away by the sounds, you know, in that studio with the music and everything, them all doing their particular parts. And that's it. I mean, they do it in no time at all. And when it's finished, the sound engineer, Kyle over there, he just went to each musician and said, "Do you have anything?" And that was it. They told Kyle what they wanted, and it was done. But the whole thing was just, I was just mind-blowing. I was just amazed.
I mean, you had, you know, the Grand Ole Opry band leader, Kerry Marks, as the producer of the event. And you had Reba McEntire as piano player she played.
Yeah.
You know, and just everybody, you know, I mean, just everybody.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah, they all, each and every one of them, like, work for the stars, the top stars over there, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm in here now, what are they doing here with me? But, I mean, you know, I just felt that I got an equal, you know, amount of attention from them. They're so laid back, these guys, and, you know, they're just so lovely and so nice, and you know, they made me feel really welcome. You know, I felt like I was like Dolly Parton or somebody over there, because they're just really nice, and the way they treated me was splendid.
That's great. And then after you've done all the music and the singing, in walks Dolly Parton's backing singer, Alan Jackson's backing singer. Said, "Well, let's put some vocals on it to enhance it." You know, it's brilliant.
I know. I mean, she had just been working with Dolly, actually, at the CMA Awards just a couple of nights before that. So, I mean, for her to be working with Dolly and then coming into the studio to work with me, oh, my goodness, I'm still living. I said to her, you know, "Oh, I can't believe you. One day you're working with Dolly and then you're in the studio working with me." But she said, "Well, you know, business is business, and that's what we do.
And then your whole Nashville experience, we'll talk about the music in a minute, but your whole Nashville experience was wonderful. I mean, I remember walking down the street with you down Broadway and into the Grand Ole Opry, and there was people just running after you to get your autograph because they said, "Well, you look like a star regardless."
I get that from my mum. You know, my mum's 86 and she's a wonderful woman, you know, and she's, you know, to this day, she's still glamorous and she loves old-fashioned glamour and, you know, and I take this after her. She's very flamboyant, very colourful, very elaborate, and, you know, so am I. So we tend to sort of dress up, you know, when the occasion calls for dress to impress, you know, we're there. And I did that in Nashville. You know, I felt like I wanted to stand out a little bit at the CMA Awards and got on the posh frock and everything.
Yeah, it was nice.
And yeah, I mean, people do that with me. I don't know why, but, you know, they just, because lots of people dress nice and dress for the occasion and everything, but I do tend to have that, you know.
Glamour plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
You could say that.
And if people want to look at that, then just go to the YouTube videos that Arlene has made, and you'll see exactly what we're talking about, because a lot of these videos show her in the studio and bits of Nashville as well. So it's all good fun.
Yeah. Some of those videos, though, they do show my true colours as well. So it's not all about glamour. I prefer the glamorous ones, I have to say.
There you go. Anyway, you've had, like I said, you've had quite a lot of success on Hot Disc over the last couple of years with different songs. You've already had a couple of singles from this recording in Nashville, and the third one is out now, which features the new Seeker, Marty Christian.
Yeah.
Who wrote it?
Marty.
He wrote it as well.
Yeah, Marty Christian, the heartthrob of the 70s. I mean, that's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. he was my sister's pinup on her wall, you know, back in the day. And did I ever think that I was ever going to be recording with him, say, 40-plus years later? Unbelievable.
Is she a bit jealous of you?
She's very jealous of me, actually, as is everyone else. He was gorgeous, and still is, and his voice is, it hasn't changed that well, not to me anyway. He's still got that great voice, the Marty voice, and he sounds amazing on the song. So I'm so glad that, you know, Marty in offered well. He you know, it's so good that he's actually part of that song, you know.
Well,
I mean,
I'll explain the intention. I'll slightly explain what happened. I mean, Marty had written another song for you, which was a hit on the Hot Disc, which was called
Right Time, Right Place. This is Arlene, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I'm
said to me, he said, does Arnie need any more music? I said, well, we are going to Nashville. Just send me some of the new ones you've written. Because he hasn't done much live music for a long time. So he's got the bug again. And he wrote this new song called Bring the Curtain Down. That was recording in Nashville. We brought it back, let him have a listen to it. And he said, I like it. But could I be added to it? Because I think I could add some vocals to that. So we talked about it.
Yes.
You agreed, and he recorded his part over here. You sent it over to the engineer, Kyle, in Nashville, and mixed it all together, and boom, here it is.
Yeah.
And
we ended up with a fantastic track.
And within 3 days, you're in at number 7 in the top 40, and number 3 in the top 10 Irish
chart. Oh, I know. How incredible is that? I mean, it's just amazing. I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
I felt that Marty's voice just added that little, as he said, extra ingredient. And I feel it did need that, because it just needed a little bit of a rocky edge.
Yeah.
And he gave it that. And very appropriate too for the lockdown, phase, because that's when we did the video during lockdown, and we feel that the lyrics were appropriate for that as well, because people can read into it differently, and think about their own situations. And it was about a love song. It was about a lost love after all. So very appropriate.
Well, it's available on iTunes. Already it's gone into the iTunes chart. So I think it's 79 pence, 99 pence. Just go to iTunes and find Arlene and Marty Christian with Bring the Curtain Down, and help it. Keep it in the charts. Go on YouTube and watch the video. And it's also being shown on television on Country Music Entertainment, which is the new country channel on Freeview 271. So yeah. it's all happening. And I know there's lots of more interviews being lined up. I wanted to get mine in first because
because of
this week, it's being sent to all the BBC stations, and there's a lot of interest already. It's being playlisted already on different people's playlists, so I think you got yourself the two of you have got a hit on your hand, and I know Marty's just over the world about it, because it's like it's like the comeback song for him, which is great.
I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud that he's on there with me. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful for both of us. I'm not sure who's more excited, myself or Marty, but let's see where it goes. I just hope that everyone enjoys it. It's a good, it's a rocky driving song. So, it's a little bit different to, the ones I've done in the past. I've done quite a lot of ballads and things like that. So this one's quite different for me. It's an experience.
Good.
And I'm hoping everyone loves it.
I'm sure they do. We're going to be talking to Marty next week on the programme, so we're going to have his side of the story. And
brilliant.
And give it another push. If you'd like to announce your song, we'll end up the interview with that.
The song is called Bring the Curtain Down by Arlene with Marty Christian.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you. This is Arlene, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Baby, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, girl.